Are we ready, sir?
All right, we are now back in session. Next item, please, which is 1252.
Item 1252, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to transfer daily administrative functions of the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence Services from the City of Portland to Multnomah County, and to establish the financial structure that will allow both the city and the county to continue to contribute financially to the successful operation of the Gateway Center.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'd like to start by moving to replace Exhibit A with the substitute Exhibit A. There was a technical change on page 6 and 7 of this intergovernmental agreement, providing for two installment payments to the county instead of one lump sum. This will help to better track and account for any carried over funds in this agreement. So
second.
I'll move that. Okay.
We have
thank
a motion
you.
From Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Fish. Call the roll on the substitute.
Aye.
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 All right, the substitute's on the table.
Okay, thank you. The Gateway Center for Domestic Violence Services was created in 2009 as a one-stop triage center for survivors of domestic violence and their children. It was formed by the City of Portland in partnership with Multnomah County. The center is a convenient and comfortable setting to access a variety of services, including crisis and safety planning, restraining order applications, crime reporting and prosecution, assistance with custody or divorce and other civil legal assistance. Okay. Center staff and the agencies at the facility use a survivor-driven service model and recognize that survivors are the experts in their own lives. They work to ensure that the survivors at the Gateway Center are closely integrated with the public safety system, and they have been successful in that effort. Almost one in four referrals to the center comes from police officers, and now more than half of all protective orders or temporary restraining orders in Multnomah County are filed at the Gateway Center itself with the assistance of center staff. Rather than coming down to the county courthouse, the Gateway Center is a much more comfortable environment for a survivor to obtain a restraining order. And since its creation in 2009, the Gateway Center has provided services to 25,000 survivors in crisis. On average, the Gateway serves 4,000 survivors per year, of whom more than 50% are people of color. These survivors often visit the center multiple times to receive advice, services, and, as I mentioned earlier, obtain restraining orders. Since its inception, the city and county have jointly supported the center, with the city providing the funding and oversight of the center's operations, and the county providing access and and certain information technology, and the county also owns the property that the center is located at and provides a security officers and also staff from the district attorney's office. The center has an advisory committee, which is co-chaired by a member of the city council and a member of the Multnomah County Commission. While reviewing the Gateway Center's provisions in this in the previous intergovernmental agreement in September of 2018, the city and county concluded that the center and its participants would be better served by an overhaul to the center's administrative structure, merging it with the county's Department of Human Services. The county already supports programs and departments providing complementary services and also has expertise in administering programs that must comply with the same regulations that are applicable to the center. So merging the center with the county's Department of Human Services will enable the center and its partners to focus more fully on improving outcomes for participants rather than on administration. So I hope that my colleagues will join me in voting yes to support this today. And I believe we're going to start by, inviting up County Chair Deborah Cafori, who's been a great partner in this effort here. Martha Strawn Morris, the director of the Gateway Center, and Pam Hahn, right? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Pam Hahn is with Legal Aid, and Legal Aid is one of our participants at the Gateway Center, as well as serving on the advisory committee. Start with you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today. I'm Deborah Cafori, your Multnomah County Chair. Unfortunately, the rates of domestic violence in our county are staggering, with nearly one in four women experiencing domestic violence during adulthood. This is an issue that affects all of us. And it was with that in mind that nearly 10 years ago, Commissioner Saltzman led the formation of the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence Services. In doing so, the City of Portland and Multnomah County took an important step to providing a hub where survivors of domestic violence can access the critical services that they need during what can be one of the most terrifying, dangerous, and loneliest times of their lives. The Gateway Center has become a national model for services. In one place, survivors can access culturally responsive services. They can obtain a restraining order, receive mental health services, and engage in safety planning services. Moving the administration of the center from the City of Portland to Multnomah County's Youth and Family Services Division just makes sense. Our Domestic and Sexual Violence Coordination Office already coordinates with the center and our partner organizations to provide many of the services offered within. And as the region's safety net, Multnomah County has ample expertise in the provision of social services. By transitioning the administration of the Gateway Center to the county, I am confident the excellent level of service already provided to survivors will only continue to improve. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your tireless dedication to this issue, for your vision, for your passion, and your commitment to ensuring that survivors have the critical resources they need and a welcoming place to access them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, I'm Martha Strawn Morris, and I'm the director of the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence Services. And assuming approval of this agreement come January 1, I will still be the director of the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence Services, only I'll work for the county instead of the city. And first, importantly, I want to thank you for your enduring commitment to the Gateway Center and the survivors that we serve. As indicated by the numbers that both commissioners have shared, your investments go a long way and serve a lot of people. And as a frontline worker, I assure you that your support is both changing and saving lives. When Commissioner Saltzman first fought for and won support for the Gateway Center, there was some skepticism about whether this was the best investment of city funds if the goal was to serve survivors of domestic violence. Commissioner Saltzman saw that the city had an opportunity to essentially prove the concept's worth. And now, 9 years later, there is no question that the Gateway Center is a valuable and vital component within our larger service continuum. So with the Gateway Center's worth and position well established, it's time to move alongside the local team of public servants who specialize in services for domestic and sexual violence. Those experts, in large part, work for the county. Our county, Multnomah County, has been a national leader in this field for many years and continues to be on the cutting edge when it comes to serving survivors. I'm excited to have the Gateway Center become part of the county's Domestic and Sexual Violence Coordination Office. There is strength in numbers, and when it comes to serving survivors, the numbers are clearly on the county side. I know the Gateway Center will only get stronger with this move and be even better equipped to serve survivors. I want to thank you, Chair Cafori. Without your support, we absolutely would not be sitting here. It's really, really appreciate it. The crafting of this agreement made urgent work for many people on both sides of the river, and the effort was a really stellar example of what two bureaucracies can accomplish when working cooperatively towards the same goal. And I really appreciate everybody who helped, but particularly Ashlyn Coughlin from Saltzman's office, Commissioner Saltzman's office, and Liz Smith-Curry from Chair Erica Forey's office, and Robert Taylor from the city attorney's office. And also want to say thank you to my longtime finance team of Jen Raines and Ben Smith, who are also here today. And though I'm technically going to move over and these investments are moving over, I want you to know that my stewardship of these investments will not change. I will continue to do everything in my power to ensure the highest and best use of these funds. And I look forward to staying connected to this council through my relationship with the commissioner named as the co-chair to the Gateway Center Advisory Council, and will happily report to this body with the county's support on request at any time. And finally, I just want to say my deepest thanks to Commissioner Saltzman for his vision and leadership and partnership on this project. I really can't say enough to thank you. I would note that your integrity and heart have been an inspiration, and your leadership will continue to influence me for all of my days. It's been my absolute honor to have worked together with you to build the Gateway Center. In my experience, you've been exclusively guided by what would be best for the people we are trying to serve. Your leadership has meant that generations of citizens will have improved well-being and a higher quality of life. And I'm so proud to have the opportunity to carry on your work. And I believe that my ability to do so will be enhanced and improved by this move over to the county. So I want to thank all of you for your support of our work and this agreement.
Thank you, Martha. Ms. Hahn?
Good afternoon. My name is Pam Hahn. I'm a supervising attorney with the Portland Regional Office of Legal Aid Services of Oregon. I've been representing survivors of domestic violence and family law and protective order proceedings for almost 20 years. Legal Aid has long participated in the coordinated community response to domestic violence and has been on the ground at the Gateway Center since it opened its doors. Funding from the city has allowed Legal Aid to add staff and increase the critically needed assistance that we are able to provide to survivors of domestic and sexual violence through the Gateway Center. We currently have Legal Aid staff on site at the center 4 days a week and have close to 1,000 appointments with survivors each year at the center. It is now our primary, although not our sole, means of intake for survivors in Multnomah County. Domestic violence agencies and culturally specific organizations know they can send clients to Gateway for immediate access to legal assistance with confidence that they will receive trauma-informed care in a safe environment. The co-location of various agencies at the Gateway Center allows our staff to be able to provide more holistic services for clients by referring them to partner agencies when we identify needs while meeting with clients, whether it is counseling, state benefits, meeting with the DAs, housing assistance. Rather than just providing phone numbers to our clients, we can set them up with appointments with partner agencies to meet their needs on site. The Gateway Center is a vital community resource assisting survivors in achieving safety by accessing services from multiple agencies without having to run around town for various appointments while trying to balance their work schedules, childcare, and public transportation. Navigators efficiently assess the client's needs and refer them to appropriate partner agencies. The center is well integrated into the larger domestic violence continuum, which helps ensure that appropriate services are provided as efficiently as possible in a survivor-centered and warm setting. The current structure for providing services at the center has been developed over the last several years and adapted to the needs of the clients and of the service agencies. Community partners who either provide services on site or refer clients to the center have an expectation that although the management of the center may be shifting to the county, it will continue to function in the professional and high-quality manner that it has under the city's administration. In addition to direct representation of survivors, I have also been deeply involved in the coordinated domestic violence response in Portland and in Multnomah County. I currently serve on the executive committee of the Multnomah County Family Violence Coordinating Council, and I'm a past chair of that council. I also serve on the Multnomah County Fatality Review and the Consulting Committee for the Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team. As part of that larger domestic violence response in our community, I have a deep familiarity with the domestic violence services provided by the county, and in particular with the role of the county's Domestic and Sexual Violence Coordination Office, or DSVCO. The DSVCO plays a leading role in ensuring that domestic violence services and responses in the community are coordinated and collaborative. Their expertise will help ensure that the services provided at the Gateway Center are well integrated into the larger community response. I would like to conclude by thanking the city, and in particular Commissioner Salzman, for their ongoing support for the Gateway Center, as well as the legal services provided there by our agency. Thank you.
Thank you all.
So I have a question, and I don't know whether this goes to the county chair or to the administrator, but and I'm going to support this IGA, and it makes perfect sense, it seems to me, to transfer the operations to the county in the way that's proposed. But during these conversations, was there any thought given to spinning off the Gateway Center as an independent 501c3? And is it possible that discussion could arise sometime in the future? And may there be some benefit of having it operate independent of local government?
Maybe I could probably answer that. So when the Gateway Center started and the whole planning process around it started back in probably 2007, a lot of the existing 501c3s were very concerned about the Gateway Center coming on the scene, primarily because they felt it was going to interfere with their fundraising efforts. So we have made a commitment at the outset, although we do have a 501c3 that's already part of the Gateway Center. It's very limited, and it's not a agency, or we don't solicit money from anybody, but you know, every once in a while people want to give us money, so we're set up to receive it. But that was sort of one of the covenants we entered into with the existing providers, is we wouldn't compete against their efforts to raise money for their missions.
Okay. If I could add, Commissioner Fish, that being part of the institutional response to domestic violence, I think, is really important. As we've mentioned a number of times here, we're the premier access point for restraining orders in Multnomah County, which requires an ongoing partnership with the Multnomah County Circuit Court. And I'm very confident that they wouldn't let a satellite courtroom, or they would struggle with partnering with a 501c3 for a satellite courtroom. You know, sort of similar, We have a very important role as an adjunct institutional response that I really believe requires government backing.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions, Commissioner Fritz?
I have a question about funding. I noticed that we're transferring $826,000, or nearly $827,000 ongoing, that was part of the city's budget, into the county's budget, which is, of course, appropriate. There's an additional question of a $62,000 ongoing to fund an administrative supports position that's currently one-time. What happens if the city doesn't have any one-time, any ongoing money?
No, as part of this agreement, we are funding that position at an ongoing level.
The city, that's outside of the budget process and commits next year's council to fund it.
But page 2 at the very bottom, Commissioner Fritz, actually quantifies the city baseline support level at $943,415. So the way I read that is it's the ongoing funding plus the administrative support position plus administrative services all rolled into one.
How does that work as in terms of budgeting authority, notice, all those kinds of things? We're essentially approving an ongoing funding in a hearing.
Well,
like this.
I guess it's
is
it's,
this a question
it's,
a,
it's an aspirational it's aspirational, but it's also a commitment that we are making, I think, to the county that to compensate them both for some of the administrative overhead that we currently pay to ourselves for the Gateway Center, and to make the one of four positions at the Gateway Center that's one-time funded, make it ongoing, because it is it's a frontline position that's very important to survivors.
And is the city budget office aware of this?
I see our director nodding her head, yes.
Yeah, maybe once this panel's done, I could get Jessica to answer that question. Thank you.
Any further questions for this panel? Jessica, why don't you come on down? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent presentation. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chair Kifori, for being here.
Thank you for being here, Jessica Kennard.
Good afternoon, Council. Jessica Kennard, Interim Budget Director. Yes, so there is an ongoing funding need as part of this agreement that Council is committing to today, and that will need to come forward through the direction to develop process with the 1920 budget development.
I thought we couldn't commit future councils to make decisions like that.
So I believe under the terms of the IGA, it's not a forced commitment, but you are committing with this IGA to that funding level. And if that funding level is not provided as part of the budget, then I believe under the terms of the IGA is dissolved.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. Public testimony.
Two testifiers, Joe Walsh and Mary Sipe. Please come up.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again. And I'm still Mary Sipe. I'll go ahead and get started just to move things along. Again, I did some review of this agenda item, and it seems very appropriate to me, and I just want to express my support. It's kind of ironic. The reason I missed this morning's City Council meeting was because I was at the courthouse helping a friend file for a restraining order in a domestic violence situation. So I'm really supportive of the work that the Gateway Center does, and anything to make them financially strong and to support the success, I totally am in favor of. It's kind of funny, as I was sitting here, I was thinking about I have a deep, dark secret that I've kept for over 30 years, and that's that I was a victim of domestic violence. And probably I'm not a person that you would expect to hear that from. And it just tells me how important these services are. If I had not had the opportunity, I mean, I did most of what I needed to do to get myself out of my situation myself, but had I not had the services available to me to learn from somebody, to go to them and figure out, how do I do this safely and what do I do? And so I strongly support this, and thank you for the work that you're doing, and keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Joe Walsh, and I represent Individuals for Justice. This is going to be an unusual presentation because Mary and I rarely agree on things. So I agree with everything she just said. This is really a good idea, at least what's on paper so far. I wish them well. And every once in a while, you guys do something that makes me smile, and this is one of them. I hope. I would really like to keep the smile on this issue for a long time because it's important. And I wanted to testify because I want the community involved in this stuff. And I don't know all of the reasons why the community is not down here backing this, or the community is not here objecting to it, whatever their opinion is. It's left to a lot of us activists, and Commissioner Fish is getting tired of us being here. So those people that are watching this, I would plead to you, whether you agree with us or disagree, please come, because I get tired of me. So please come. And I would thank all of you, which is a rare occasion also, if you support this and you transfer the administrative ability over to the county and you pay for it and you make sure they don't run out of money. We have great faith in the county in this. We hope they do a good job. Thank you for your patience, and I'm giving you back time. It must be that in the afternoon time goes slower, because this never happens to me in the morning. So thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion, any further questions? Sue, please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for helping shepherd this into existence. I want to thank Chair Kafori and the county for receiving it. I know that you will be excellent guardians. I had the pleasure of touring the facility last year with Commissioner Saltzman, and besides it just feeling like a very safe welcoming, cozy space for families. I was especially impressed with the satellite courtroom. I know, as someone who has had to access legal assistance and appear in court, that's a very intimidating and sometimes unsafe space for victims to be. So I would certainly want to see that continue. This is obviously an issue that hits close to home for a lot of us. If we haven't experienced domestic violence ourselves, then it's very likely that we know someone who has, and this is some of the most important work that we can do as government. I vote aye.
Prince.
Thank you to each of our honored guests, and thank you that we know it's going to be in really good hands moving forward and the right hands moving forward. So thank you for that. Commissioner Saltzman, I remember the day that we opened this. I was honored to be there as a new commissioner. And this is part of your legacy, and it's really demonstrating what a white male ally does in supporting people of color, women in particular, in our community, and making sure that everybody has the services that they need to survive and thrive. So thank you for all of your work on this, including this one. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for your partnership with Commissioner Saltzman in getting it over to the county and into safe hands. Not that it wouldn't have been in safe hands with us, but I think it's nobody would dispute that no subsequent city commissioner could possibly be more enthusiastic about it than Commissioner Saltzman. And so, therefore, it's kind of like a mic drop occasion. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Dan, congratulations on your stewardship of Gateway Center for Domestic Violence. I know you've done a couple of exit interviews recently, and I wasn't there in person, but some of the feedback I've heard is that you look to both the Gateway Center and the Children's Levy as among your greatest accomplishments. And this certainly would not have happened without your perseverance and persistence. And I've sat next to you for 10 years, so I know something about your persistence. and your sense of humor, which I think is underrated, by the way, I would say, generally. As long as I'm on the council, I will support the city's baseline support level, although I do think the county got off a little easy with the county baseline support level because I've read this paragraph. I don't know what it means. So hopefully we won't have litigation over that, Deborah. But it looks a little looser. We actually have a number. Yours is more aspirational. But this program does a lot of good in our community, and one way we can honor Dan's legacy on this council is to make sure it continues to thrive. So, and as Commissioner Fritz said, in transferring over to the county, we know under Deborah's leadership it will be in good hands. So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, colleagues. And I want to just start by thanking the team of people who worked to put this intergovernmental agreement together at the city and some at the county, too. And I'll start with Chair Kefouri herself. When I approached her earlier this year about this notion, it was during a holiday. I know you were somewhere else, and we talked via the phone, and I think she said, well, let me think about it. But before she could really think about it too long, she called me back and said, yes, let's do it. So it didn't take her long to get there, and I'm very appreciate her support. And the one thing Chair Kefouri and I agreed on right away was that we should get Ashling Coughlin involved in making sure this effort really comes to fruition, because we know sometimes the county and the city, despite their best intentions, sometimes things can bog down and dissipate. So Ashling, who is my former chief of staff and a very good friend of Chair Kefouri's, agreed to take this position, and she has done a great job in shepherding this on time and on budget.
Two good things.
So thank you, Ashling. I want to thank Robert Taylor of the City Attorney's Office, Ben Smith. Ben Smith is with OMF. Ron Zito is with Bureau of Human Resources, Jen Ford with the Office of Management and Finance, Andrea Baraclaw with the City Attorney's Office, Heidi Brown is also City Attorney's Office, and then I just also wanted to acknowledge Liz Smith-Curry, too, for her efforts on the county side to get this agreement. And then finally, and last but not least, Martha Strawn Morris, who has been the director of the center virtually from its inception, and she has done a great job in taking what was maybe a great idea or a good idea and really making it operational. You know, finding the people, establishing the protocols, getting the navigating the other nonprofits on board with this idea. As I just mentioned to Commissioner Fish, there was some resistance to this idea. But so at a time, sometimes there was a time back in 2007, maybe I wondered whether the Gateway Center was ever going to come into existence. Today, I think everybody agrees. No one can believe we didn't have the Gateway Center years before we did. They can't envision a system that serves domestic violence survivors well now without the Gateway Center. So that's a real testament, I think, to Martha's good work. And we are part of the established system right now, and that's great. So I'm very pleased to support this agreement. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, there's very little I can say that my colleagues have not said better than I possibly could. But once again, here we are, Dan, near the end of your tenure, talking once again about something that would not have happened but for you having the courage and the commitment and the tenacity to carry it off. Earlier today, we were talking about the preference policy that would not have happened without Commissioner Saltzman's, at the time, very courageous leadership to see that through. Chair Kifori and I were joking earlier because we've gone to a number of events together this week, and they seem to have you as the intersect, and here we are again today. And, of course, earlier in the week, we were talking about the children's levy as being something that would not have happened but for your persistence and your vision. So once again, Commissioner Saltzman, I'll just say this. We're going to miss you. This community will miss you. But the legacy, obviously, is going to continue to live on. There isn't a better partner for this than Multnomah County and Chair Kifori. I think this is a center of target, perfect fit. I'll just make a commitment today, and that is as long as I am the mayor of the city, we will live up to our end of this deal. We will meet our commitment target. We'll continue to work with you at the county and make sure that the Gateway Center continues to be as successful as possible. And who knows, in the years ahead, maybe we'll be successful enough that we can close it. So thanks, Dan, for your leadership. Thank you, Chair, for your leadership. Thanks to everybody who worked so hard on this. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.